University says there are 70 cases of isolation in WVU's secure isolation facility. From the newsroom of 1170 WWVA, I'm Mike Smith.
This report is sponsored by Unbound.org.
This is a look at traffic according to the West Virginia Division of Highways. Westbound lanes are closed from exit 2A through the span of the Fulton Bridge. As part of a long-term closure, the Ogilvie Park I-70 westbound entrance ramp exit 2A and the 16th Street ramp exit 1B to US 250 are closed at this time. The Market Street overpass width reduction continues. The closure of the on-ramp of US 250 north to I-70 westbound continues. The McCulloch Street single-lane closure continues. Stay tuned to this iHeartRadio station for additional information.
Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at unbound.org.
Introducing new Domino's Carside Delivery. Now when you carry out, you don't even need to leave your car. So you don't have to interrupt your favorite song.
It's time to drive down to the rock show.
Or interrupt your kid's favorite song.
We'll be friends just for one day.
You can interrupt this, actually.
Try Domino's Carside Delivery when you carry out 3-topping pizzas for $7.99 each and we'll carry out your order to your car contact-free. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size. Message and data rates may apply when using Domino's Carside Delivery.
Advance your orthopedic and neurospine health with Advanced Surgical Hospital. From evaluation to MRI to surgery to physical therapy, Advanced Surgical Hospital can help. Advanced Surgical Hospital in Washington, PA, a physician-owned hospital. Click on ashospital.net.
This is Congressman Bill Johnson. I have some disturbing audio from the recent protests. Warning, it's offensive, not suitable for kids. I'm calling community leaders to talk about it. Here's part of my call with Tiffany. She's a mom.
Hey, Tiffany, listen to this.
Burn it down!
And how about this?
Yes to America!
It's uncalled for. You know, there's a way to do it in like a peaceful, loving way. So like these radical movements just are uncalled for.
I agree. Thanks, Tiffany.
Friends, these attitudes are sparking violence. President Trump was right to send federal law enforcement to cities whose mayors refuse to defend their citizens. Take it from me, Bill Johnson. This is the rallying cry of the people we're up against.
Yes to America!
Not as long as I'm in Congress.
Paid for by Johnson for Congress.
Wheeling Tire's Friday Fun Day message is all about summer and accessories. Now is the time to beautify your car or truck with new wheels, lift kits, truck bed covers, running boards, reflectors, Bull and Nerf bars, and more. Call or stop by today or online at WheelingTire.com.
It's Bloom Daddy for United Dairy in Martins Ferry. When you think United Dairy, you probably think milk and ice cream. What you may not realize is United Dairy produces so much more for you. How about orange juice, iced tea, fruit drinks, sour cream, cottage cheese, and French onion dip? So when you head to the grocery store, look for that United Dairy logo on the product you need because it ensures quality, freshness, and a great taste. Plus, every time you buy a United Dairy product, you are supporting local workers and ownership. Support the Valley and your taste buds. Buy United Dairy.
This report is sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance.
News Radio 1170, WWVA. Severe Weather Team 9 forecast.
Becoming mostly sunny on this Friday with a cool high temperature in the middle 60s. Clear tonight with a low of near 40 degrees into Saturday morning. Lots of sunshine Saturday. Remains cool with a high of 64. Sunny Sunday with a high of 66. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exelon.
Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org.
Bloom Daddy.
6:35 on your Friday. Bloom Daddy, Sam, King of Stink, Otis, 800-624-1170. We're going to get to our fun Friday topic in a second, which is, what is a lesson you learned too late in life? Otis said we just did this topic. Did we? I don't remember. Sam, do you remember?
It was within the last couple months.
Maybe something
no,
like
wasn't it
that.
A saying, like an old saying? That
no,
people...
that was his that set off the phone lines like right. Wildfire. But anyway, we'll get to that topic here in a couple of minutes. But first, I want to see if I can induce King of Stink's fourth heart attack here. You ready?
Hit it.
Now, I already told you earlier this morning that Joe Biden blamed President Trump for every single coronavirus death.
Yeah.
Minneapolis City Council. Okay? Now, this is the same city council who the entire summer called for the dismantling or demilitarizing or disarming of police. All summer. Remember?
Yes.
And this is the same council who voted to take away like $1 million from the police department and reallocate it toward the health department to hire violence interrupters, people who would come and defuse potentially violent situations.
Yeah,
the same
like
Minneapolis
me.
City Council. Yeah, the same Minneapolis City Council is now blaming the police chief for an uptick in violence in Minneapolis. They don't know why. They don't know why there's a rise in assaults, robberies, homicides, property crimes, and arson.
And we wonder why. We tell the Democrats you're out of touch with reality.
Otis, I'm being serious here.
If you call for all this funding to defund the police and you can't
and the police are bad and you can't
figure out why there's an uptick, then you shouldn't be in office.
Well, that just goes to show you, as Stink just said, how out of touch in this utopia that they live in that is not real. They have berated, they have embarrassed. They've run police officers out of the Minneapolis Police Department. About 100 officers have left the department or taken a leave of absence since the start of the year. That's more than double the typical number who either step down or leave.
And we said they deserve everything they get if they do this. And they did it. And now look at the repercussions.
Yeah. Robberies, homicides, assaults, property crime, arson. More people have been killed in the city of Minneapolis in the first 9 months of 2020 than those slain in all of last year. So here's some council members. One council member saying, residents are asking, where are the police? Calls to the Minneapolis Police Department have gone unanswered. The council president, Lisa Bender, who was the one leading the charge to get rid of the police, she accused the police of intentionally not enforcing laws or making arrests.
I'd like to bend
now,
her over.
Now, Sam, if you were still a member of the police department, would you be going above and beyond to arrest or get involved in situations when your city council has thrown you under the bus continually for the past 4 months?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, if they think that, you know, defunding the police, that all the criminals are going to sit around and sing Kumbaya, the stupidity in some of this stuff going on is beyond.
So you've got Joe Biden saying that Trump is responsible for every single coronavirus death in this country. And you've got Minneapolis City Council wondering why there's an uptick in crime after they have defunded and tried to get rid of their police department. And these are people in charge. These are the Ocasio-Cortezes of the world who want even more power. I just saw her this morning. It is still amazing to me that that woman was bartending a year and a half ago, and she has that much power in Washington. It is one of the scariest things that I've seen in a long, long time.
I was just going to say, get the nitro ready, because for Stink's turning a little red.
I would get a paddle like we did in school, bend her over and whack it. How many whacks can we give him? That's what I was thinking.
It's just amazing. I mean, the
idiots.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. I was just trying to say it in a different way. The idiots in charge in some of these cities, in some of these governments, it's unbelievable. All right, let's lighten it up. It is a fright.
Here's the thing, though. There's people that actually believe this is working.
I know that.
And that's the scary part.
Yes. And see, I'm on the other side where I think that members of Minneapolis City Council who voted to defund, or the mayor in Seattle, should be up on criminal charges for allowing the stuff that has happened in the cities.
They kind of started that with Bill Barr saying that sedition.
Well, they should.
I mean, that's what they're doing in Portland. I mean, maybe they should do that, you know.
You are not fulfilling your elected duty when you allow lawlessness in your streets. You're not protecting the people who want it and who pay for it through their taxes.
Right.
It should be a criminal charge, 100%. All right, here we go. 800-624-1170. What is a lesson you learned too late in life? Otis, do you want to kick it off since you said we just did this one?
Moderation.
Yeah, that'd be a good one if you could go back, huh?
Yeah, that'd be a good moderation. I mean, in reality, I think that you know, I see it with my kids who are 18 and or now they're 19 and 22, and but I mean, when I was trying to talk to them when they were both 18, 19, and you don't listen to your parents, and I think that you know because you think you know that you know everything,
right,
and that they don't know what they're talking about. But you might listen to an uncle or a friend or somebody.
But mom and dad are just
mom and dad just don't.
Short-sighted, stupid. Yep. We don't want to pay attention to them. Sam, you're shaking your head yes. That's one you would agree with?
Yes, I would agree with that one.
All right. Well, what is a lesson you learned too late in life?
Loose lips sink ships.
Uh-huh. Everybody talks.
Everybody
I make a living
talks.
Off of it. The person that sits there and tells you and looks you in the face and says, I swear I won't tell
I'll
anybody.
I'll never tell
I swear
anybody.
Yep. Is within 10 minutes going to tell somebody.
Yep.
Guaranteed.
Absolutely.
Guaranteed.
It's bit me a couple times.
Stink?
Just because everyone else does it doesn't mean it's going to be good. Like marriage. Seriously. Just but you. Oh, you grow up. We have to get married. No, you don't have to get married.
Come,
I'm
coming
telling
from
you
the
right
guy
now.
That's 0 for 2.
0 for 2 that we know of. I'm sure there was another one in there. There had to be. Where did you go? You went to Brazil, right?
Yes.
I guarantee you there was a one-hour wedding over there or something that he did.
Every day.
That we're never going to find out
Every
about.
Day was a honeymoon.
Yeah. I you know what? I've got two. So first of all, you don't need a million friends. You know, back when you're younger and stuff, you want to be in the group and you want everybody to be your friend. First of all, that's not realistic. Second of all, who cares? As long as you have two or three really, really good friends
that you can count on,
Nothing else matters. It doesn't matter if you have 10, 20, 100, 200. It doesn't matter. Have one or two good ones. It's all you need. And the other thing is, don't kill yourself working at a job that in the blink of an eye would kick your rear end right out the door. And that's all of us, really. You know, just when you think, oh, I'm busting my tail and they love me and this. No, they don't.
No,
they don't. They will get rid of you in a heartbeat and throw anybody else in there and they don't care. So, you know, the days of not taking vacation days and all that stuff, those went a long time ago for me. But that's something I think, and I've told my kids that. Find a good job, you know, do a good job.
That you like.
But don't, yeah, absolutely.
You don't want to
wake up
money.
Every day of your life going, oh my God, I just can't stand the thought of going to work.
I mean, like I do every morning.
My mom told me that.
Really?
About 5 years ago, she said, because I said something about loving my job. Mm-hmm. And she said, you can love your job, but your job will never love you back.
No, it won't. Not the way you want it to.
Right.
Not the way you want it to. So don't, I'm not saying don't do a good job and don't bust your hump. I'm saying that don't take away time from your kids or vacation time when you can do it, or taking a day off here or there for just a mental break because you think, oh, they need me, they can't do without me. But yeah, they can. Yes, they can. Tony, how's your Friday morning, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing this morning?
Good. So give me a lesson you learned too late in life.
The grass isn't always greener on the other side.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
You gotta think before you do something, before you jump into it and look at it from all aspects and then make a educated decision.
Yeah, I just had this discussion with one of my kids the other day. I said, you know, you don't want to be too cautious in life. You don't want to take risks. I said, but you want to take manageable risks. I said, don't just make split-second decisions because it feels good or it seems right. You got to put some thought into it. And when you get to it and you can't decide which way to go, you know, maybe you take the risk here and there, but don't do that all the time.
Yeah, don't do it for instant self-gratification. Do it for the right reasons.
Yep, you got it. Tony, have a great weekend.
You too. Take care, guys.
All right, here's a couple of other ones that I got Bloom Daddy on Facebook. That other people don't care what you think. I mean, Otis, do you think everybody cares what you think?
Absolutely not. And I don't care what people think about me.
Right, right. It's okay to be selfish and take care of yourself over others. What do you think about that one, Sam?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I think when it comes to parenting, you don't agree with that one?
No, I don't.
Why
I
don't. Not?
Well, I mean, I talked to my my niece when she asked for a favor to do something, and I went out of my way to do it. And I said, look, in life, people are going to ask you to do things. And if you do something for them, uh-huh, when you need them, they'll be there for you.
Well, that's not always necessarily true. Let's be honest.
See the look on her face?
Were you talking about him or what?
No, actually, I was not, surprisingly. But if you take care of yourself, the better you are to help take care of other people. So you do also need to keep yourself top of mind, too.
All right, 800-624-1170. The dude.
Oh, God.
What is a lesson you learned too late in life?
Hey, first thing is you don't have to go to every party.
That's a great one.
Yeah, and the second thing is, size does matter. But I'm fine. It's other people. I found that out.
Dude, you're 5'9" and white. You're not fine.
I'm 5'10¾".
Sam is grinning from ear to ear. How about this one? You can never truly know somebody until money is on the line.
That's an interesting
one. Is, isn't
That's it? A good one. That's a good one.
You can never really know somebody until money's on the line. Well, then they're going to show their true colors.
Number one reason for divorce, isn't it? Finances?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
I would say, yeah, yep. All right, 800-624-1170. We're going live to Philly next. Why sparks flying at a congressional security hearing? We're going to be, I guess, put into the loop and find out what exactly transpired next.
News Radio 1170, WWVA.
Now, you know from listening to me that Harvey Goodman is the number one ranking realtor in sales volume and units sold for more than 15 years now, and they've been recognized over and over as the best real estate company in the Ohio Valley. Well, what I also need to tell you is Harvey Goodman Realty is making Sundays all about open houses. So if you want to find out where and when all Harvey Goodman open houses will be on Sunday so you can visit, just go to clickharvey.com and click on the open house tab. Take it from Bloom Daddy. Nobody knows Realty like Harvey Goodman Realty.
2020 has been one wild ride. A&B Kia continues the excitement with our pre-owned blowout sale. Pre-owned cars starting at $149 per month. Pre-owned SUVs starting at $199 per month. Trucks. You want them and we've got them in one half, three quarter, and one ton. In both gas and diesel. Credit problems are never a problem. A&B has always been and will continue to be the Valley's financing leader with the ability to say yes when all other dealers, banks, and credit unions have said no. Apply in person at our Benwood location or by computer or cell phone at anbautosales.com. It's quick and easy with an answer within the hour. The pre-owned blowout sale is going on now and only at A&B Kia. A&B, located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia.
Oh, boy.
What's wrong, Grandma?
I'm reading about Ryan Weld.
Who?
Ryan Weld, state senator in Hancock, Brooke, and Ohio counties, and part of Marshall County. Weld had a plan to put a new 8% tax on groceries, water, garbage, even haircuts and funerals.
That's a lot of taxes.
It is. $1.3 billion. Highest sales tax in the country. That's bad for you and Grandma.
Why?
High taxes like these kill jobs, and you might be forced to leave West Virginia.
I wouldn't like that.
That's why I'm voting against $1.3 billion in new taxes and against Ryan Weld, so you can grow up and stay here with your family.
I like that idea, Grandma.
I do, too. Paid for by Mountain State Values, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Ohio Valley Waste Systems has been in business for 55 years, and right now they're providing roll-off containers at reduced prices to help out with all your cleaning needs. Call Leah or John, 740-676-1937, or go to garbagefolks.com. That's garbagefolks.com.
Salsa Joe's Tex-Mex Barbecue Smokehouse is here, and it's about to get spicy. Big ol' burritos, El Pastor tacos, and of course, margaritas.
This is Congressman Bill Johnson. I have some disturbing audio from the recent protests. Warning, it's offensive, not suitable for kids. I'm calling community leaders to talk about it. Here's part of my call with Tiffany. She's a mom.
Hey, Tiffany, listen to this.
Burn it down!
And how about this?
Yes to America!
It's uncalled for. You know, there's a way to do it in, like, a peaceful, loving way. So, like, these radical movements just are uncalled for.
I agree. Thanks, Tiffany.
Friends, these attitudes are sparking violence. President Trump was right to send federal law enforcement to cities whose mayors refused to defend their citizens. Take it from me, Bill Johnson. This is the rallying cry of the people we're up against.
Yes to America!
Not as long as I'm in Congress.
Paid for by Johnson for Congress.
Bloom Daddy's Hotline is brought to you by Advanced Surgical Hospital in Washington, PA. Advance your orthopedic and neurospine health from evaluation to MRI to surgery. Advanced Surgical Hospital in Washington, PA. Click on ashospital.net.
Make every day a fun day with a new ride from Straub Hyundai, where every new Hyundai comes standard with America's best warranty, including 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty and owner assurance. Right now, rock a new Tucson SE with all-wheel drive and more from just $199 a month. Or save with 0% financing for up to 72 months on our most popular models. Hurry in for huge savings store-wide at Straub Hyundai at the Highlands, or shop entirely online at straubhyundai.com. Drive smart. Drive Straub. All with approved credit. See dealer for details.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. Let me tell you something. Some jalapeno cheddar sausage from Jacob & Sons Quality Meats lit me up the other day. I'm not talking overwhelmingly hot, but let's just say I was grabbing for an adult beverage rather quickly. I also recommend trying their bacon cheddar kielbasa and also Cajun sausage if you like a little kick like I do. Jacob & Sons Quality Meats in Martins Ferry also has blueberry maple breakfast sausage, which I haven't tried yet, and tender sirloins and strip steaks, which I have, and can definitely give the thumbs up to. Go to Jacob & Sons Quality Meats in Martins Ferry.
Bloom Daddy.
Hey, good Friday morning to you. 651 Bloom Daddy Radio Network, live in Philly right now. NBC News Radio national correspondent Bill Zimper. Bill, good morning.
Hey, Bloom Daddy, good morning.
All right, so a couple things here before we get to your topic. First of all, I saw a meme this morning, and it says, based on lawn signs, Biden will come in third after Trump in firewood for sale.
I saw that, yes, yeah.
Pretty good one. And you had some homework to do. Did you do your homework?
Yeah, oh, I certainly did. Okay. Are you kidding me? And that's a lesson of life I learned a long time ago.
Do your homework. All right, so what is a lesson you learned too late in life? I'm going to go around the room first, and then we'll get yours, Bill. Otis, what was yours?
Okay.
Mine was moderation and not listening to your parents when you were like 18, 19, or too late in life.
You wish you would have.
Yes.
All right, Sam, what's yours?
Loose lips sink ships.
King of Stink?
Don't get married. You don't have to, just because everybody else does.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, he's been married so many times, he's got rice burns. So
yeah. Right.
And mine was, I had two. You don't need a million friends. You just need two or three good ones. And don't kill yourself working at a job that would replace you without a second thought. All right, Bill Zimfers, what lesson do you learn too late in life?
You know what? I got a top three for you here. Lessons learned too late. First off, never stop learning. I mean, there are times in my life where I've wanted to do things like, little things like, hey, you know what, maybe I'll get a CDL license to drive a truck. Do that stuff when you got a chance. The other is your body, of course, is a foundation. I never should have stopped working out, and you pay the price.
Never too late,
to
Bill.
Age.
Never too late.
It is. Believe me, it is.
All right.
My number one that I learned too late is, the missus is the boss. I learned that one too late.
And that's a good one. Words to live by. Bill Zimfer. That could be a book. There you go. All right. We had sparks flying at a congressional security hearing yesterday. What went on?
Yeah. Well, this was the House Homeland Security Committee held a hearing yesterday to talk about threats to the homeland and things like that. Normally, you have a number of intelligence officials showing up to testify before the hearing. But things got off to a rocky start when the acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf was a no-show, despite the fact that he had been subpoenaed to appear before the committee. And there's no doubt, Bloom, that he would have been walking into an ambush, because there has been another whistleblower complaint, this one alleging that this person was pressured to adjust intelligence findings to match the political priorities of the president. Things like amplifying the terrorist threat coming across the southern border and downplaying findings about Russian interference in the election. So, he was walking into an ambush. But it really, this whole tug of war between Congress and the White House, it really causes your head to spin. The White House came up with the argument. Instead of saying, we're not going to lead him into an ambush, they said, well, he really can't testify because he is a pending nominee, and he's only acting. Well, he's been acting for 10 months, and his name has never been submitted for Senate confirmation. And it's actually a violation of Constitution, which requires that high-ranking government officials have be confirmed by the Senate. He's been an acting director for 10 months. And the White House said, well, you know, he can't appear, but we'll send Ken Cuccinelli, the deputy, in. He's acting as well. And the reason he was never submitted, in fact, they were going to submit him for the Homeland Security Secretary, is that the White House was told he'll never be confirmed. So, I mean, this whole thing causes your head to spin, and the whole thing overshadowed the actual testimony from Christopher Wray, the FBI director, yesterday.
All right, Bill, thanks for filling us in. Have a great weekend.
You too, Bloom. Thanks.
All right, NBC News Radio national correspondent Bill Zimfer. So we were talking about our topic today, and, you know, the one was, you know, don't you know, work too hard or overwork yourself for a place that's going to get rid of you in a blink of an eye. So that brings me to this. American workers are most likely to experience career burnout at the age of what? Oh, just take a guess.
Career burnout?
Yep.
I would say 42.
All right. New poll of 2,000 employed adults found nearly a third have felt like they can't go on at the level that they're going on at this point in their career. Sam, he said, what did you say, 42?
42.
All right. What age do you think most workers experience career burnout?
I was going to say about 36, actually.
36? Stink?
39.
32. That's a lot younger than I thought. 32 years of age. More than half of those put this down to trying to do too much, while 58% blamed it on working longer hours. Not taking enough annual leave, 39%, feeling like you always have to be on and the pressure to go above and beyond a call of duty to keep your job, 47%. More than half of those polled said they've been working outside of their contractual hours since the lockdown. You've been working at home. Are you putting in more hours than you think than if you were actually coming in
to the building? I don't know if I'd say I'm putting in more hours. I'm working at different hours, which is kind of nice because I can get up like really early and get it all done and then kind of have the rest of my day in a way.
Right.
But there are, it just depends. But I think a lot of it has to do with we're never not working because of
emails,
all
social
of this
media,
kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
You're always in contact.
Yep. All the time. Jeff, how you doing today, buddy?
Good, man. How you doing, Bloom?
I'm wonderful. So I've got about a minute. What is a lesson you learned too late in life?
That the TV show Married with Children was not a comedy. It was true reality for the first time.
Oh, I missed that show.
I just watched it last night.
Did you really?
Hell, it's on all the time. I think it's on 24 hours a day, different channels.
Hey, Jeff, I remember my freshman year of college, Eastern Michigan University, Ypsilanti. We would all, I mean, I'm talking 20 of us, would go into a room Sunday nights. What was it, Sunday nights at 8?
I think it was.
Yes, 9.
And we would all watch Married with Children. Loved it.
Oh, yeah. Man, I was in the military. I was in the Army at the time, and man, we would all go to the we would all go into our different rooms, and you know, you'd get like 30, 40 guys in there, and we were just like, wow, this is great, man. No one's getting married, man. Stay, please send us down range. Please send me down range. I don't want to go to the bars. You know, I wish I would have known that now. You know.
All right, Jeff. Have a great weekend.
You too, man.
Al Bundy. Long live Al Bundy. 6:58. Top headlines next.